There was a professor in Amherst did dwell. His name it was Loomis, we know him quite well. He wrote a big treatise on angles and lines, with chapters on tangents, cosecants, and sines. Singing tangent, cotangent, cosecant, cosine. Singing origin, focus, dielectrics, and line. Or perhaps you've heard this one. I learned it at a certain unnamed Midwestern college last year from some members of the YMCA and YWCA. They said that back during the 1930s, the student Christian movement had had a convention in Philadelphia. And in their brash young way, they'd invited many speakers to address the convention, including a socialist. Well, the Philadelphia Evening Bulletin landed on them like a ton of bricks, said they were poisoning the students' minds. And the young people took the words out of the editorial and wrote a song about it. Oh, the student Y has found a new vocation, poisoning the students' minds. The leaders, by astute manipulation, are poisoning the students' minds. Big men, bold men, filled with sneering pride, behind a smiling countenance they hide. Spiritual arsenic, moral cyanide, they're poisoning the students, poisoning the students, poisoning the students' minds. They're poisoning the students, poisoning the students, poisoning the students' minds. There's just one thing that they forgot to mention, the student hasn't got a mind. And so it's safe to hold this great convention, the students haven't got a mind. But if our leaders should hear this dreadful news, we are sure their senses they would lose. So we'll just let them go on thinking, if they choose, that they're poisoning the students, poisoning the students, poisoning the students' minds. That they're poisoning the students, poisoning the students' minds. Come to think of it, even teachers have had songs. Not just students. Just this last year, there was a parody made up to a song you heard on the radio. I teach 42 kids, and what do I get but another day older and a deeper in debt? St. Peter, don't you call me to the celestial shore. I got 42 kids, but they're sending me more. And this one, was written by a teacher, and I hadn't intended to sing it tonight, but a professor who... out of justice to him, I won't mention his name, asked me to sing it. Oh, teacher, teacher, why are you so poor? Oh, teacher, teacher, why are you so poor? When it comes to unions, you're an amateur. Unions are for workers, but a teacher has prestige. Oh, unions are for workers, but a teacher has prestige. He can feed his kids on that old noblesse oblige. Now, prestige is fine, but so is bread and meat. Oh, prestige is fine, but so is bread and meat. What good is that white collar when you cannot eat? Now, teacher, teacher, be a happy drudge. Teacher, teacher, be a happy drudge. You can stuff yourself on that old intellectual sludge. I got the teacher's blues, those blues are on my mind. I got the teacher's blues, those blues are on my mind. Cause inflation's got me, done left me far behind. Whoa.